You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Construction in the Lincoln King neighborhood is set to begin in May. The Racine project will feature 33 new townhomes and eventually a $68 million community health center. The initiative aims to transform the area. Go deeper on the development, including where the money is coming from, at RacineCountyEye.com. The Prairie School's basketball season ended with a loss to Bonduelle in the state semifinals, but Racine's title hopes remain alive. Park High School competes today in the tournament. Park's making history by participating in the state tournament for the first time since 1960. Coverage starts at 1 today. A late-night police chase in Racine ended with the arrest of two men at gunpoint near Franklin. The chase was brought to an end when spike strips were put out. The Quick Trip at Green Bay Road and 52nd Street in Kenosha has reopened. They recently underwent a lengthy remodel. Racine County is hosting a community open house event at the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center on April 16th. The attempt is to showcase the new facility in Caledonia. And the high schoolers are playing in Madison, and some college kids are playing in Milwaukee. The Fiserv Forum hosted an open practice yesterday for March Madness. Games at the Forum today will include teams like North Carolina, Xavier, and Ole Miss. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers beat Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team with a win over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell led scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell with 18. And asked how he was more aggressive in the second half under the basket.
Credit to my coaches and my teammates for being on me about staying aggressive. Like you said, in the second half, finally got it going a little bit inside. And obviously we knew we had the size advantage.
So the Badgers move on. They play Brigham Young tomorrow night at 6:25. Cleveland, it's the Marquette Golden Eagles against New Mexico tonight. NBA, the Bucks dominated a shorthanded Lakers team, 118-89. Doc Rivers' reaction to LA resting four of their top players, including LeBron and Luka Doncic.
Your only concern is that your guys just keep their focus. They've had a brutal schedule, and so they had the rest guys somewhere. Picking an East Coast team is smarter than picking a West Coast team.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast recently and had a few things to say about the pay discrepancy between men and women in Hollywood. The actress who played the title character on the long-running drama said when the show started, Patrick Dempsey made a lot more money than she did, despite him having 13 failed TV pilots. Pompeo said that she understood why he got the money he got, but that she should have been compensated similarly, as the show was named after her character and she worked tirelessly to promote it. Despite the recent death of her husband of almost 60 years, Dolly Parton says she is at peace with his death. The 79-year-old country music icon made a surprise appearance at Dollywood, her first public sighting since husband Carl Thomas Dean's death. Parton says she still misses Dean and loves him dearly, but she's doing better than she thought she would be. Is it just me, or would you want your spouse to say the exact opposite after your passing? It's looking more and more like we should all avoid heading to the theaters to see The Alto Nights, where Robert De Niro plays gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese. That's right, he plays both roles. Despite what producers thought was a solid script and Barry Levinson directing, the crime thriller is drawing only 38% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not sure if De Niro playing two roles has anything to do with it, but how hard could it have been to find another actor and not rely on a gimmick? Actress Jenny Slate initially supported her co-star Blake Lively in her sexual harassment complaints against Justin Baldoni. The three actors were all in the film It Ends With Us, where the controversy started. In a recent interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Slate, the star of Bob's Burgers and FX's new series Dying for Sex, says she only wanted to talk about her new show and will no longer discuss anything involving Baldoni, Lively, or It Ends With Us. All this drama will no doubt be a miniseries one day. After well over a year of hype surrounding the show Severance, I finally had to check it out. 40 minutes into episode 1 of season 1, I had more questions than answers, but the pilot closed strong. Despite being a slow starter, the sci-fi mystery about a group of office workers who discover that their work memories and personal life memories have been surgically separated is a critic's darling, pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. I will have more information as I continue the binge. The premiere date for season 2 of The Last of Us is right around the corner. Recently, it was was revealed that series co-lead Bella Ramsey was diagnosed with autism. Making the story even more interesting was that it was a crew member on the set whose daughter has autism who suggested Ramsey get tested while season one was still being shot. Ramsey says they believe this will help them as an actor, as they have always been someone who watches and studies people. Season two of The Last of Us drops April 13th on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest gusting to 35 at times. Could see a few sprinkles by late afternoon, then clearing tonight with a low of 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.